despite the fact that Georgia is not a party to the protocol. It participates in all the activities under the protocol. Already in 2012, for the areas, we set 16 targets and developed a number of activities that were implemented in 2013 to 2017. In 2017, these proposals and deadlines were reviewed as part of SDGs through to 2013. The relevant report contains information which makes it possible to assess the implementation of obligations under the protocol. I have to highlight that after 2017, the targets under the protocol were not set. However, in the last few years, in Georgia, we have taken serious steps to reform environmental policies in the area of health. However, the processes of implementation, in particular in terms of water resource management and sanitation. For this reason, and given the fact that these issues are covered by many different departments and in various documents, we recently analyzed some main state strategic and program documents adopted in 2016 through 2021. And the level of progress made in these documents concerning these areas and ensuring that these systems exist in the country. We have determined that in line with the social and economic development strategy, short-term and long-term programs, the country undertook the obligation to develop policy that ensures safe environment for the health of the population, including in health and sanitation. And there are more and more people who have access to these systems. We are implementing the third environmental program and plan of action on health and environment, which are making contribution to the current state of environment and health. The issues of water supply and sanitation covered in these documents are linked to the Protocol on Water and Health and Sustainable Development Goals under the 2030 Agenda. We undertake assessments and discuss problems in terms of water supply, sanitation, and public health. There's also an overlap with various policies. We have, for example, the main data and policies for 2020 to 2023, Program for Regional Development 2018 to 2021, Comprehensive Plan for Development of various regions through to 2022, 10-year plan for economic development of Georgia 2021-2031, and a 10-year plan for integrated development of regions of Georgia for 2021-2031. We're implementing a number of projects to bridge geographic inequalities in terms of access to drinking water and access to sanitation. In 2018-2020, we implement about 300 of such projects. However, accessibility to basic infrastructure of water and sanitation is still needs to be dealt with. There's also inequality in terms of access to basic services. In the cities, 100% of population are supplied with clean drinking water. In rural areas, the number is 96%. 94% of rural population have high-quality sanitation. This is in line with international standards, although there are certain technical issues that need to be dealt with in terms of water health. Drinking water provision. 2024, large cities, for the first time were shifted to a 24-hour water supply. We have a special project to improve water supply for 365,000 people. This includes 26 cities, three small towns, and other settlements. From 2022, we'll start a project on reconstructing installations in more than 15 towns. In 2025, in all cities, we'll have 24-hour provision of water. In 2030, by 2030, we will be able to cover 100% of the territory of our country in the coming 9-10 years. In order to develop sewage and water supply systems, we will spend more than $3 billion. Because of the growing demands of the population, there's a great demand in increased water supply and sanitation services. For this reason, at present, we are doing rehabilitation and reconstruction work on these installations, in particular sanitation service and health service installations, given regional specificities. Despite the fact that we participate in the WHO programs in various educational institutions, we need to broaden studies and research in these areas to ensure health, drinking water, and sanitation. We have more than 3,000 schools that are participating in this program. One of the most important conclusions shows that about 800 schools, in terms of, have serious infrastructural problems in terms of sanitation and water supply. And rural schools are even in a worse situation in this regard. We have developed a relevant program on building more than 160,000 schools and improving water supply and sanitation installations in these schools, where up to 200,000 children can attend. Because of the pandemic, also, there are also other problems related to water installations. In 2022, we will build 65 new schools with newest technical installations for water supply and sanitation. We will continue to build more than 100 schools with the same aim. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Coordination Council on Combating the Pandemic considered constantly the issue of access to water and sanitation, and in order to ensure that these services are available to vulnerable, marginalized groups of population. Despite the fact that we're implementing numerous projects, there are issues that are still topical, such as legislative and financial issues, how to finance these installations. Taking into account that these issues are of a national importance, we need to develop more detailed policies that will help us to improve the situation in view of COVID-19 pandemic and after the end of the pandemic. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Alexander. I will pass the floor to Natalia.